You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Why Remote Work is So Hard and How It Can Be Fixed, an article by Cal Newport. Managers mostly resisted the concept of remote work until the pandemic left bosses no choice but to embrace it. Businesses that sent employees home are still grappling with a disruption. Writing for The New Yorker, Cal Newport, author of Deep Work, lays out the issues facing firms in managing the mass migration to and from remote work. Despite losses in team cohesion and informal in-person communication, remote work can yield satisfying results for everyone if you pay attention to workflow issues. Technology, especially broadband internet and video streaming, made remote work a realistic possibility, yet business was slow to embrace it. In 2006, Skype inaugurated the era of video conferencing. Living and working in less congested, less pricey areas with flexible schedules seemed within reach. Timothy Ferris proposed the 4-hour work week, suggesting workers could negotiate remote arrangements and work from wherever they wanted to live. But by 2013, executives' attitudes toward remote workers soured. Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer ended remote work for her company, claiming a loss of efficiency and quality, and saying that a remote workforce didn't form a coherent team. Other tech companies followed, implementing incentives to get workers to stay in the office, including free meals, gyms, and coffee stands. Remote, flexible work became a perk. In 2018, only 3% of the U.S. workforce worked more than 50% of their schedule remotely. The technology that workplaces now rely on, email, cloud-based apps, and cell phones, enabled work to encroach on workers' non-work time. When businesses reopen after the pandemic shutdown, not all workers will come back to the office. Citigroup expects a slow return of its workforce over the next year. Twitter has made all jobs not requiring workers' physical presence permanently remote. To protect employee health and to limit liability, companies will depend on telework solutions for the foreseeable future. China rolled back restrictions as about 50% of Microsoft Asia's workforce returned to the office. The rest still work remotely. Staff members at Nanjing University, for example, stagger their schedules to reduce the number of people on campus. The COVID-19 pandemic made working from home necessary, but managers still worry about remote workers' efficiency. People who work in the same space interact informally to clarify their tasks and communicate ideas. Slack and video conferencing help replace these interactions, but modern work is knowledge work. It demands synthesis, planning, and writing. Often managers assign tasks to whoever's open and track it informally. In chaotic workplaces, social friction keeps managers from overloading employees. But in remote situations, it's easy for bosses to pile on tasks via email. Home workers may find it difficult psychologically to make the transition into a job mindset. Commuting and greeting coworkers are familiar rituals that help employees keep their personal and professional life separate. Without these transitions, it's easy to fracture work time and squeeze out leisure hours. Professional writers often work in a separate office to nurture the necessary work-life separation. Many workers miss the social nature of the workplace and its instinctual camaraderie. Nothing substitutes for a spontaneous smile or subtle approval. At the turn of the 20th century, manufacturers were reluctant to embrace the electric motor, a transforming technology, in their factories. The electric motor transformed industrial manufacturing, but business owners embraced it slowly as they sought to replace the steam engine. While the dynamo eliminated shoveling coal, it introduced enough new problems that many owners stuck with their steam setups. Only over time did they discover that putting an engine into each machine on the shop floor, rather than relying on a central source of power, provided the economies and flexibility that the motor promised. Factory architecture changed. Designers could spread machinery out and install windows in the ceilings. Business owners were reluctant to install the machines, however, in part due to the complicated, expensive process of revamping their plants. Technological challenges arose, like devising an electrical grid sufficiently flexible for variable loads and asynchronously turning machines on and off. Similarly, businesses now moving to remote work may try to graft it onto how they already do business. Instead, they need an entirely different mindset. Workflow innovations allow hybrid solutions that integrate the best features of office and remote work. Software programmers and their managers developed unique, effective, agile project workflows, and they now function effectively as remote teams. These systems overcame many coordinating challenges. Managers can use Clockwise, a browser plugin, to organize meetings and preserve unbroken time for employees. Office hours establish workers' availability for check-ins and meetings. Organizations can support smoother remote project planning with tools such as Trello, Asana, or Microsoft Flow, so people can see what everyone else is working on simultaneously. Employees can try time blocking, setting aside time for specific tasks instead of simply reacting to meetings or incoming emails. Conceptually, organizations still operate on the theory of management by objectives. Managers give workers directives and do not micromanage how they execute their tasks. With remote work, that how becomes more important. Perhaps companies should consider a chief workflow officer role. Some 75% of chief financial officers are planning to increase remote work. They see the benefits of reduced overhead and a wider, less expensive talent pool that isn't dependent on geography. Although remote work can't replicate the team cohesion that comes from working together in shared office space, up to 30% of workers will work remotely in the future. This necessitates fundamental shifts in how work is organized. Regional corporate headquarters will still exist, but their space will become more flexible, with fewer permanent offices. Remote work will become more sustainable, with clearer guidance and structures that will help correct long-standing problems that fomented a productivity crisis even before COVID-19.